Hey everybody, this is your crazy uncle. Just want to come in and talk to you with all the everyone getting scared on how the Ukraine might spill over, the financial problems we're having, and of course the food crisis that's coming. Everybody's starting to look at firearms a little closer. Now, for those of you who actually have worked with firearms before, just listen through. You know, add a comment if you want. You know, like and subscribe while you're at it if you could, and then. If you know somebody who is looking into firearms and they don't want to listen to you, share this video, because I'm not making any money on this. I'm not even going to be referencing anything. I'm just going to let you know the five basic firearms you need to look into. These are the five that everybody should have. The first thing first is going to be your self-defense weapon. Which one that is, it could be this one, it could be that one, it could be this other piece of shit. I don't care. You know what's important? Is that you like the caliber, you can handle the caliber, and that you can train with that. That is important. As long as you do that, it really doesn't matter which one you've got. Now, we move on to hunting rifles. You're going to find almost all of these are bolt action. This has to do with ballistics, muzzle velocity, angle of shot. I'm not going to get into that. Just understand that if you're trying to take game out, more often than not, if you're going for distance, you want a good bolt action rifle. After that, we've got shotguns. Now, a shotgun can actually double as your personal defense weapon if you so choose. Just remember that because the shotgun is so versatile, you don't want to mix up the cartridges. You also don't want to mix up the barrels. It's versatile, but you need to know what you're doing. I do recommend, if you haven't had much experience with shotguns, you go to the range, find people who shoot skeet, and they will actually go through. I guarantee if you go there on a busy day, somebody's got a 20 gauge, almost everybody else has a 12 gauge, and you might even find a 10. I say you might, because most of those are, depending on the state, they might be illegal. Find out what suits you, what caliber suits you, and then you go from there. This is extremely important. Some people just cannot handle the recoil from a 12 gauge. And I'll tell you what, a 10 gauge kicks like a motherfucker. Whew. Now, after shotguns, you go into your sidearm, your backup weapon, which is your pistol. Your pistol should almost never be your primary. Now, what caliber should be? Anything except a mouse gun, okay? The reason, that's like 22s, doesn't matter if it's long or short. There's just not enough force behind the bullet itself to do any real damage. And it's been noted several times that you could empty a magazine of this stuff into somebody and you're just going to piss them off. Is it good for varmints? Sure, it'll take out snakes, no problem. But you want a good caliber for you. Go to a range, check them out, go with somebody who knows and has these, and find out which one works for you. Then when you go to actually purchase yours, actually go through. Do not let whoever's behind the counter talk you into a caliber you don't want, because especially you ladies, they're going to do that. You go and find a pistol that is comfortable for your hand. Now understand that some of them, like the FN series, is modular. So they, if that's the case, have them actually swap out the grip and see if that works for you. Once you get a good grip for your hand, you can actually hold it correctly so you can use it correctly. This is extremely important. Along with that, you also have the final grouping, which is 22s. 22s are for practice. They are fun to go out shooting tin cans. They're good to get your basics down because it's cheap. The ammo is cheap. You can't reload it, but you're looking at a penny will get you three or four shots easy. Well, until the financial crisis really hits, then it might change. But honestly, you should be going out with a 22 all the time to get your basics down. This way, you're not spending a shit ton of money just trying to get your basics down. Once you have the basics, then you can move on and get your other weapons. And then all you have to do is practice. It is extremely important that you practice and you also learn to maintain your weapon systems. If you don't, bad things can happen. I've seen it. It's not pretty. So I've been ranting for about 5 minutes. And if you're with me so far, I do appreciate it. And I hope this helps anybody who's looking into firearms. Also, if you're looking into blades, get a trainer. This is your crazy uncle, punching out.